shouting with horror, shouting. Was it Eusebius or Anathanasius or Sozomen? Some letter or apology by Anathasius? And surely it was impossible that the Trinity could have appeared visibly as a triangle and an eye above such an assembly? That was mere dreaming, of course. Was it dreaming after Raphael, after Raphael? The drowsy mind wandered into a side issue. Was the picture that had suggested this dream the one in the Vatican where all the fathers of the Church are shown disputing together? But there, surely, God and the Son themselves were painted with a symbol, some symbol also. But was that disputation about the Trinity at all? Wasn't it rather about a chalice and a dove? Of course it was a chalice and a dove. Then where did one see the triangle in the eye, and men disputing? Some such picture there was. What a lot of disputing there had been! What endless disputing, which had gone on until last night, when this very disagreeable young man with the hawk nose and the pointing finger had tackled one when one was sorely fagged and disputed, disputed, rebuked and disputed. "Answer me this," he had said, and still one's poor brains disputed.